This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
And more than 18,000 companies located here. He expects those numbers to grow and more jobs will need to be filled with talented workers. The governor is also celebrating the 40th new manufacturing announcement this year in Illinois, with news that the Chicago Magnesium Casting Company in Dixmoor is expanding and adding 40 jobs. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Tuesday, there have been 40 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. This brings the total number of COVID-19 cases to 15,083 since the start of the pandemic. There are now currently 19 hospitalizations. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
They will work together. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There's a deal getting done in the Senate to ease the growing concerns the U.S. could default on debt in a few weeks. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has details live.
Dave, Republicans are backing off a threat to block legislation suspending the nation's borrowing limit. GOP Senator Rob Portman.
Okay to let you get to the debt ceiling, have the vote on the debt ceiling, and Democrats will likely provide the votes.
Senate Budget Committee Chair Bernie Sanders welcomed a potential deal, saying there would have been a global economic collapse if the U.S. did not pay its debts.
We are going to be able to do that and work out some long-term solutions. So I think basically I'm glad that Mitch McConnell finally saw the light.
The emerging agreement would put off the debt limit fight until December. Dave?
Rachel, Pfizer has just asked the U.S. government to authorize its COVID vaccine for kids aged 5 to 11. Pfizer shot's the only one already approved for everyone 12 and older. President Biden will go to Illinois today to tout vaccine mandates.
The president's message will be clear. Vaccination requirements work. Vaccination requirements get more people vaccinated, helping to end the pandemic.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, many of those mandates have been challenged in court. We just got an update on unemployment. Fox's Lillian Wu has the numbers live.
Dave, first-time jobless claims reversing course after 3 weeks in a row of increases. They dropped to 326,000. That's a four-week low, and better than expected. Continuing claims slipped to 2.71 million, also better than expected. And looking ahead, estimates have been raised for the big September jobs report due out tomorrow. Dave?
Lillian, Texas' new abortion law not in effect this morning after a judge blocked it over a constitutional challenge. Parts of Alabama are underwater after heavy rain triggered flash floods, killing a child north of Birmingham as roads were inundated, cars swept up, and people needed to be rescued. America's listening to Fox News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
While senators work out that debt deal, one of them might be breathing a little easier after someone threatening her was taken into custody.
A spokesperson for Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski confirmed to the Associated Press the senator did receive death threats from a man now being held in an Alaska jail. Court documents say 65-year-old J. Allen Johnson of Delta Junction, Alaska, left threatening voice messages to Murkowski's Washington, D.C. office. In one message, the caller threatens to hire an assassin and warns Murkowski to resign or die. An affidavit says another unnamed senator also received more than a dozen voice messages. Details of those calls were not released. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An accused terrorist is due in court today.
It's a detention hearing in federal court in Virginia for Saudi Arabia-born 38-year-old Canadian citizen Mohammed Khalifa, the accused ISIS fighter and narrator of terror propaganda, who was caught by Syrian Democratic forces after a grenade fight in 2019 and recently handed over to the FBI. He faces charges of conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization, resulting in death. Khalifa faces a maximum penalty of life in prison if convicted. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An 18-year-old is jailed in Texas the morning after police say he was involved in a shooting at his high school that left four people injured. Then they say Timothy Simpkins fled but was later captured, now charged with aggravated assault.
How he got that gun in school has yet to be determined.
Arlington, Texas Mayor Jim Ross on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising before today's trading. An African novelist has won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Abdelrazak Gurnah, honored for his writings on refugees and colonialism. It's down to eight teams in baseball's playoffs after the Los Angeles Dodgers knocked out the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Wild Card Game 3-1. Chris Taylor won it for L.A. with a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Now.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to have some early fog as well, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high near 76. Tonight there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms up until around 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 59. For Friday, mostly cloudy to start, but then gradually sunny as the day goes on for the food drive, high of 78. And then Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 84. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 63 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, October 7th edition of Buyers and Company. We'll preview tomorrow's food drive. Debbie Bogle will be with us to talk United Way. Nick and I have a lot to get to, including the class clown. Maybe the smartest student in the class.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, sure, I know what you think when I say class clown, immature, attention-seeking, whatever. There's a new study that suggests that those skills during adolescence may be a sign of high intelligence.
Where was this study when I was a teenager?
I believe if I could go back to the deep reaches of my mind in 1984 at Eisenhower High School, you had a class yearbook, and your classmates would vote people to be X, Y, or Z. And I don't recall exactly, I can't even. But I know that class clowns were sort of frowned on by the adults. Right?
I don't know why. I used to aspire to be one.
Right. You got to remember, I grew up with Bill Murray.
Everybody's grown up with Bill Murray.
Yeah, but I mean, I grew up with Bill Murray in his prime.
Oh, sure.
I grew up with Bill Murray playing Hunter S. Thompson in Where the Buffalo Roam, and Bill Murray when he was actually on Saturday Night Live, and Bill Murray before Bill Murray became Bill Murray. Right?
Oh, yeah. He's a whole different animal now.
And I always thought that there was a thing to class clowns. It's a very generic capture, right? I mean, it really doesn't. There's all kinds. I don't mean the kind of guy that would like there were the jockey clowns, like the kind of the guys who thought it'd be funny to like sit on your head and fart on you. You know, like that is like their sense of humor. That's just they will still be the same 40 years.
That's blunt force comedy. That's cheap laughs.
What I'm saying is they are the same people today. They had evolved about as much as they were going to evolve by about the fourth grade. I'm talking about the wittier clowns with a little more panache. And to the guy in the cargo shorts with the beer, the panache, if I have to explain it to you, you're the aforementioned type. And a new study suggests that this is a high sign of intelligence.
Man, I would have laminated that and carried it around. See, this is why I did that.
Wear it around your neck?
Yeah. Back off. I'm smart.
I'm really smart. researchers report children with a higher than average levels of general knowledge and verbal reasoning tend to excel at humor. I like that. Makes me happy. It's a study. I'm sure there's 99 other studies that show the exact opposite.
Oh, yeah. I think there's stacks of those.
But I'm going to hang my hat on this one. Humor is a key sign that your kid is smart. I tend to remember, and it's odd, you know, people will go, oh, well, then you were sort of meant to do what you do. That was by accident. But, yes, lining it all up in life, I hated the bureaucracy, even as a kid. It just didn't have any humor. It didn't have any fun. It was just a system. You know?
Yep.
And the worker bees in the system just did their thing, and they didn't want anybody to. It was like whack-a-mole. Don't put your head up. Gets in the way of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, grown-ups thought you were just a smart ass and, you know, all of that. But I'm glad that that's the way it worked out.
Yeah, I love, you know, as you get older and you do work and business and stuff like that, the opportunity for humor, sometimes, because isn't it always there? It's just transactional.
Yeah.
I need this from you, you need this from me, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when it peaks out, I'm generally one who either welcomes it or tries to grab it. I love a little, just a little something.
Absolutely. So the study says children with both higher general knowledge and higher verbal reasoning are funnier than their peers. This research didn't find a strong connection between humor and adult intelligence. But study authors say it's important to consider the role of culture in all of this. While most prior studies focus on the topic typically occur in Western countries like the United States, this study also involved Turkish children. They did this like globally to look at. And so there's some universals in life. Which I also love.
Yeah, smile is universal and humor is generally tied to that. I mean, you know, you see things that kind of transcend language barriers. You can be funny or amaze, magic trick still wows people in any language.
You bet. Mm-hmm. And culturally there are differences, right? I mean, you know, something funny here maybe isn't funny there. Right. I mean, and that's not even culture. I mean, yes,
that's context.
In the definition of culture, yes, but culture could be the different in Illinois than it is mm-hmm. California,
right?
Or but, Decatur versus Chicago.
But you see a lot of people laughing all in one group. It's contagious, regardless if you know what's even going on half the time.
Parents and teachers should be aware that if their children or students frequently make good quality humor, it is highly likely they have extraordinary intelligence. Love it.
They put a qualifier on there, though. Good quality. not just getting a cheap laugh.
Well, I think that's too, right?
Yeah.
The cheap laugh is, look, I've done this show for a very long time. And maybe at the beginning it was grab people's attention or do the cheap laugh. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't been that for a long, long, long time. You know, when you know what you're going to say is going to elicit bad behavior because it's the right thing to do, but people don't want to hear it. You're not the guy for the cheap laugh anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's not attention seeking. And it's not also approval seeking.
Yeah.
It's seeking knowledge. And if you got some fun along the way, so be it. I just like this study.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
So were you the class clown?
Yeah, tried to be, but I'm not claiming to be smart because of it. Although I will take that.
Yeah, this study says, Nick.
Yeah, they're certified. I'll tell you what, I loved good humor. Humor, actually is what carried me through some of the things that I, you know, my toughest times. Honestly, being able to laugh at times where you shouldn't be laughing according to code or procedure, you know, that those sort of moments are what kind of carry me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely does. And I thought maybe I'd get some of that from Dave Chappelle last night.
Right.
And I didn't. But that's okay. So, yeah. I think back, you know, humor has changed so much. And what was okay then versus what's okay now, which is why I'll always defend Dave Chappelle. Not Dave Chappelle's thoughts or Dave Chappelle's jokes, but in the face of that, he will still do, he doesn't
compromise,
cower to the pressure of, and I think that in a strange sort of way, while we all have hopefully improved as people and don't have stereotypes or things that were, I mean, you know, it's cringeworthy to go back to the 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt. But I also don't want to erase the 1970s. I mean, that's how you get better. That's how you learn. That's how you evolved. I mean, which is why I think this whole thing of, like, just eliminating stuff doesn't seem to be very evolutionary to me. It seems to be the opposite.
Just needs reframe, probably.
No, it just needs to be, it was what it was.
Just let it be there.
And look at the difference of today. If you think there hasn't been any improvement, I will give you Exhibit A and Exhibit B. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not enough for folks. You know, they want, got to stop. Got to end. Got to erase it.
Yeah.
I don't want to erase mistakes. How else do you learn? But comedy was so different. So different.
I put on like Eddie Murphy, which is probably early 80s. I put on one of those not too long ago. And within the first 15 seconds, I'm like, oh, this wouldn't fly anymore.
No.
Almost none of it would.
But that's okay. Don't you also get a sense of like we've gotten better?
Oh, for sure.
In some ways. In others, we've regressed. But in other areas, we've gotten better.
There's a lot of growth.
Yeah. And so I've always admired the fact that Dave Chappelle will take something, even if he's getting grief for it, and turn it inside out. And, you know, he doesn't cower. And that is a testament to something today that unfortunately we don't have a lot of. Because right now it's like public pressure and then silence. So you got to admire that.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't fun. Maybe my mood and my take on anything this week may be skewed just a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot going on.
A lot going on. And some, yeah, I mean, with birthday, you know.
I mean, there's stuff that I've hated and then went back and liked.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of that. I mean, I don't shy away from that. I mean, I like the fact that I'll give something a second chance and go back and see it in a different way than I did before. That happens all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found my favorite movie in the shadow of Losing My Father.
What was that?
It's the movie Friday, which is a movie I like. I thought it was funny. It was no big deal. But for whatever reason, when I'm reeling from, you know, getting punched in the face in that way, in a way I never had, I put that on with my friends, and I laughed maybe for the first time, you know, in a way that it was sure. Like it took the pressure off. And then I started to see these little nuances and little side jokes and little things that the director put in. That were skilled, and so now I've probably seen the movie 100 times. But comedy really was like a big deal to me, I guess grieving, if you will, or recovering from grieving. So, I found my favorite movie during
I'll make my own confession. I've never seen a minute of any of those movies in that franchise.
Well, the first one is directed by a guy named F. Gary Gray, who you know, the Negotiator and stuff. Yeah. So it's a little higher brow than people realize, and there's some really good stuff in it. But there's also a lot of the other kind of comedy you were talking about.
That's Ice Cube, right?
Yeah, Ice Cube, Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker, yeah. And, what happened to Chris Tucker?
Rush Hour, and that was about it.
Well, I mean, no, he was pretty big for a while.
He was huge. And then he did a comedy special two, three years ago or something. But, yeah, he's mostly done.
Yeah. That was released a year before I started doing this show. 26 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
1995.
Wow.
I didn't not see it out of like some sort of purposeful. I just never.
Right. It was its own thing. Okay. I don't want to call it straight to DVD, but it, here's a specific audience.
It became kind of that, right? Not the original.
Yeah, the others.
Yeah.
But man, it just cheers me up. There's just so much silly little things, and it just makes me happy.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Again, tying it to comedy.
It's important. Mm-hmm. Really important. All right. When we get back on the other side of the break, I want to go over a little bit about what we're doing tomorrow and how you can participate in it. We were hoping to, you know, we ordered Cardinals tickets for the postseason. The way this works is you have to buy all of them.
Yep.
Like through the World Series. And then they just refund whatever you don't use. Well, it turns out that's a full refund.
Yeah.
No games at Busch. They lost in dramatic fashion. This is what I was fearful of. I know everybody got into that whole 17. That was an incredible run.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd rather have that than not have that. But I thought, man, we're setting ourselves up for a lot of disappointment here. Because clearly, no matter how they played, and it's also who they played in those 17 games, the Dodgers were a better team.
Yeah.
I mean, for the whole year.
Their bench is better than 5 or 6 teams.
Yeah. And then when you go and you tempt fate by doing something no one's ever done, you are asking for a walk-off home run. Right?
Yeah. It was special last few weeks.
It really was. And more than
we anticipated.
But unfortunately, we won't have Cardinals tickets to give away. I want to thank First Mid, though, because they were right there ready to go.
And Tim Kaine said it.
Yeah, maybe next year.
They're set up pretty well. Nice young team.
Maybe next year. I don't like saying that.
You can say that to the Cubs fans,
I just that's got a bad ring to it. But who knows?
Yeah.
They are a fairly young team. Mm-hmm. And they didn't play to their full potential up until maybe that 17 game streak.
Exactly right.
All right. Back with more after this. Nick Smith has your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today, we've got a chance of some rain and thunderstorms and some early fog, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 76. And tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. For Friday, mostly cloudy, then sunny with a high near 78. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 84. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 63 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:22.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our 6 convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
Listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Hush not, child. Back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. Tomorrow, the food drive is underway. Well, it's actually already underway. You can give right now if you want. So, the urgency is tomorrow 6 to 6. But quite honestly, you can give right now, get ahead, get it done. Don't forget about it. And there is, on the online giving, by the way, the family has asked that, you know, in lieu of flowers, if you'd rather do a donation to the food drive, please put that. There's a little memo area there so that we will know and can acknowledge and send a thank you. But we're good to go, ready to go. You ready to roll?
Yeah.
You'll start the day here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm secretly bummed about that, but we all have to play our part. So I just love it.
But you'll be out with us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, St. Teresa lets me come help out and represent, you know, during the day. So I'm very excited. I mean, this is a big day for everybody, including St. T and all the other schools.
You bet.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been funny over the 20 years of doing this. You know, those kids have come in and aged out and come in and aged out and come in and aged out. Now they have kids.
Yeah.
So you do something long enough and it gets multi-generational.
Because you did something important.
Well, I hope so. And the need is there, for sure. And these organizations who do such good work in the community, we're there to just be a support mechanism. So it's the one no-brainer fundraiser of the year, meaning you don't have to do anything. Especially last year and this year. I mean, you don't have to collect food. You don't have to carry a bag and put it in your trunk. You don't have to go shopping. You just you give, and every penny of it goes to food.
That's a major part. In the years past with several organizations, you wonder how much of your dollar is going where.
How much is overhead, mm-hmm, how much is salary. Yeah.
All that stuff. And we have put a quantifiable number on it. Every 19 cents you drop in that bucket, that digital bucket or in person or whatever, is a pound of food to people. And that is quantifiable. We don't have to divvy the pennies up amongst salaries or any of that other stuff. It's going straight to people helping. So your money is literally, you are taking people out to eat.
Yep. And then through the Community Foundation and the United Way, you know, if it's a tax deduction thing or you have matching, you know, with your employer, you know, they act as our 501c3. I want to thank Natalie and Debbie for doing that. And there's a Venmo code on the website. There's an online giving portion if you want to use a credit card. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. There'll be a phone number to call starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow where they'll take your information. And you can either, you know, bill it to a credit card or ask for an invoice. So we want to make it as easy for you to give it as we can possibly make it so that there are no excuses. And the money goes into action, like, almost immediately.
As they need it and what they need.
Yes.
Which is a big component to this.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, I know, like my house, where we have 16, 17 things connected to the Internet at all times, that you worry about keeping your loved ones safe and secure. And with XFi Advanced Security included at no extra cost, you have that peace of mind. You can activate it through the Xfinity app. Gives you that extra protection. Helps keeping you safe constantly. It monitors all of those devices that are connected to the web in real time. And if you're getting a potential threat, it alerts you. Here's what this alert looks like 99.9% of the time. Doesn't say this technically, but it basically says, hey, relax, we took care of this for you. Here are the details in case you're interested, but you're good to go. What is that peace of mind worth in a world full of bad actors that are trying to get in your stuff? And never have the bad actors had more avenues to get into your stuff than today. No one ever thought about somebody trying to get in your bank account through your refrigerator. But that's the world we live in today. But with XFi Advanced Security, they will prevent unknown sources from getting into your stuff remotely, any smart devices, smart door locks, your watch, whatever it might be. They are there to protect you. Get on the A-team. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details. I cannot tell you what that is worth. A lot. Just that reassurance. You get that little message. Yep, you're good. We got your back. The digital equivalent of we've got your six. All right. We're going to take a bottom of the hour break for stories and news. Debbie will be straight ahead. Thank you again, too, for all the birthday wishes. And I'm trying to get to all the stuff. I swear to you, if I don't respond immediately, just know that I appreciate it. We'll be back.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Healthcare and Family Services is now accepting applications for the second round of Healthcare Transformation Collaborative's funding. Earlier this year, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law the historic, equity-driven Healthcare Transformation Plan, which is designed to create partnerships and bring entities together to find innovative ways to bridge gaps in the healthcare delivery system and increase access to quality healthcare services in underserved communities across Illinois. Entities in the healthcare industry, along with community partners, are encouraged to form collaboratives to apply for funding in support of these goals and to think creatively about how they and their partners would deliver solutions to the healthcare problems their communities face. October is Manufacturing Month in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the manufacturing industry is already a leading driver of the state's economy, with over $100 billion in annual economic output and more than 18,000 companies located here. He expects those numbers to grow and more jobs will need to be filled with talented workers. The governor is also celebrating the 40th new manufacturing announcement this year in Illinois. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The drug company Pfizer is asking for federal approval of its coronavirus vaccine for children 5 to 11 years old. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel will discuss the evidence October 26th. President Biden will be in Chicago today to talk about workplace coronavirus vaccine mandates.
Ahead of the trip, a White House official says they're releasing a new report that says vaccine requirements are putting people back to work and helping spark the economy. The president's ordered workers at companies with 100 or more employees to soon get vaccinated or undergo testing. Courts have generally been denying lawsuits against vaccine mandates.
Fox's Jill Nato. New unemployment claims are down.
326,000 for the week of October 2nd, better than expected, and a new four-week low. Continuing claims fell to 2.714 million. That is also better than expected.
Cheryl Cassoni with Fox Business. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Tom.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms and some early fog. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with a high of 76. Tonight, we've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms up until 1 a.m., mostly cloudy and a low around 59. For Friday, mostly cloudy before it gets sunny for the food drive, high of 78. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 84. The current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
Listening to Fires and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Back here on a Thursday, I told you that impeachment thing was terrible, right? They dropped down to 535,000 viewers the last episode.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Ryan Murphy.
Oh, the Bill Clinton stuff. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. So did everybody else. And the here's the thing. It's the American Crime Story thing, mm-hmm. which is done very well. The OJ one was huge. Mm-hmm. And then they did Versace or whatever.
Both really good.
Yeah. And what's the next one in line that I read?
It's I don't know, actually. It's not the House of Gucci. No, that's a movie with Lady Gaga, House of Gucci. I don't remember this one.
Man, it looked really intriguing. So intriguing, I forgot. But I'm telling you right now, everybody will go, oh, well, nobody cares about Bill Clinton anymore. It's just bad.
Yeah.
Right?
It didn't grab me.
I thought it was just terrible. And so I really do think that has more. I mean, everybody always wants to look for a bigger meaning. Right?
Yeah, what's the meta out there? Why? What are all those outside factors?
Well, right.
The thing just isn't good.
Oh, Studio 54 is the next one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now that is intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever watched any of the documentaries about Studio 54, wow. You talk about times have changed. Mm-hmm. But that's an interesting subject matter. I don't think it's the subject matter, though. I think it's just the bad acting, the bad directing, and the cheesiness of the entire thing.
Yeah. From what I saw, it was not inspiring.
500,000 viewers?
It's bad.
I mean, even in a fractured society that we live in, you know, as far as your entertainment venues are concerned, that's terrible.
That is a quarter of the amount of people that watch wrestling on Monday night.
Yes. Right.
Literally.
All right. Sage Steele, the latest ESPN on-air personality to get into trouble. Now, I think there was a couple of really surprising things to me in the story. And the first most surprising thing to me is that Jay Cutler has a podcast, and why would anyone listen to it?
Right. For stuff like this, I
mean, you're going to lose your career on a Jay Cutler podcast? What are you thinking?
You were on the mothership, and you're going down on the little dinghy raft.
It's called Uncut with Jay Cutler. How clever. So, Sage Steele, is she a sports anchor? That's the way they have her described
in the
story.
And presenter. Yeah, she is someone that might be a keynote. She's decently big.
So, she, among other things, called the vaccine mandates sick and scary. And also questioned why former President Barack Obama identifies as a black man even though he was raised by his white mother. In a statement, the network said, at ESPN, we embrace different points of view. Dialogue and discussion makes this place great. That said, we expect that those points of view be expressed respectfully in a manner consistent with our values and in line with our internal policies. We have direct conversations. We are having direct conversations with Sage, and those conversations will remain private. ESPN also shared a statement from Steele. I know my recent comments created controversy for the company, and I apologize. We're in the midst of an extremely challenging time that impacts all of us, and it's more critical than ever that we communicate constructively and thoughtfully.
So she didn't really apologize.
It wasn't really, was it?
No, she's sorry she made it rough for ESPN. That's about it.
A week ago on the podcast, Steele told Cutler, former NFL quarterback, and he of the bitchy resting face, just got her COVID-19 vaccine after being required to by Disney, which owns ESPN. I respect everyone's decision. I really do. But to mandate it is sick, and it's scary to me in many ways. But I have a job that I love, and frankly, a job that I need. Okay, I don't... Is that worth taking her off the air for? She got the vaccine.
I think she also has COVID currently. Not that that's a...
Does she really?
Yeah, I believe that she has it. I don't know. I mean, it depends on what their values are and if they set out how they want things to be communicated. I mean, it's their rules.
I know that, but what I'm saying is what she said so, like, not even close to Marjorie Taylor Greene or Mary Miller, who are congresswomen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
On the subject of race, and this is the interesting one, I thought. She said she thought it was fascinating that Obama identified himself as black on the U.S. Census, considering his black dad was nowhere to be found, but his white mom and grandma raised him.
I don't care about that. I mean, she took in some information and made an opinion about it. She found it interesting.
I just don't understand why we want to just crash everybody now, right?
Right.
I don't see anything that she said, and I didn't, by the way, I'm not ever listening to Jay Cutler's podcast, so I'm not going to be completely informed on the entire discussion. But she also said young female journalists bear some responsibility for preventing harassment they may face in a male-dominated world of professional sports. Now, this may be the one that no one gave the headlines to. When you dress like that, I'm not saying you deserve gross comments, but you know what you're doing when you're putting that outfit on too. Now, to make things worse, in a tweet, Cutler linked to a story about Steele getting pulled off the air after appearing on his podcast and called it ridiculous. I'm not sure Jay Cutler's the guy you want
with the scoop.
As your cheerleader here. I just think that it's like the thought police have become very powerful. And I don't mean that you should be able to do anything or say anything. That's not what I'm suggesting. But what I'm reading here, does that merit like suspension being taken off the air to you?
If you take away specific rules or whatever that Disney may have, probably not. But if it's in violation of their standards and their policies and procedures, then sure.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. It just seemed like the culture at ESPN for a very long time was about tackling societal stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the last bit that you talked about that she said, you know,
Well, first of all, let me unpack this in this way, and then we got to get Debbie Bogle in mm-hmm. here. First of all, she's a black woman. Mm-hmm. She has more insight to talk about whether or not someone identifies as black than I do. And she's a woman and a woman reporter in a sporting world. So her take on that isn't something I can necessarily counter because I've never lived either of those experiences. She has. Mm-hmm. Now, you can agree or disagree with the sentiment, but she ought to have a room for her opinion. I mean, after yeah. all, she's a sports anchor.
Yeah, I guess what I was saying is ultimately people may know what they're doing per se, but that doesn't give the green light to the bad behavior of others.
No, that's what. But that's not what she said. What she said was, you know that certain things get certain reactions, and you're taking some responsibility knowing that.
And it's probably more fair than I gave it credit to be.
That's because we've got our armor built up to like just stomp on everything. Right?
Maybe right, yeah.
I think her point was, if you don't want to be objectified or you don't want to be seen, you know, then maybe there's a way you have a little more control over that than you think you do by not playing that part. I don't know. I'm not taking up for I don't know the woman. But I'm also not demanding that her career should be over. Get too much of that going on.
Sure.
And there was a time where you could go on, even with Jay Cutler.
Just smoke at the news
desk. I'm questioning her judgment. That's the thing I question most.
Yeah, you know better.
Why would you put your career in jeopardy yeah. for that?
That podcast. Talk about low viewership.
No kidding. So I hope too many people are losing their jobs. And when you, there's just no room for grace. There's no room for getting better. There's no room for evolving. Which is why I'll take up for her. It's why I'll take up for Dave Chappelle. It's like we got to stop this canceling stuff. We just do.
She should heed maybe some of her own advice. You know when you put things like that out there, what you're inviting?
I think so, probably. But when she says, I find it fascinating,
yeah,
that doesn't seem to me coming from a place of bad. It's just, hey, as a black woman, I think it's fascinating yeah, sure. that X, Y, or Z. That
I would say in the scale of canceling, I don't know that she may need to be canceled from their company, but she won't get wiped off the face because, I mean, it doesn't rise to the general level of, hey, she's not employable. It just may not meet their particular standards that are set forth at that particular job.
At this point, ESPN ought to be figuring out how to keep smart, likable people on the air.
Right. And she's all of those.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Debbie Bogle joins us after the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
FirstNational.com.
High school football season is here, and First National Bank is celebrating all of the quality plays. Listen to the high school football broadcast with Eric Lee and the Newhoff team as they deliver the top games every week. First National Bank is happy to sponsor all of the top quality plays.
From tough first downs, forced turnovers, or touchdowns.
FNB has been in Central Illinois for 90 years, serving the communities of Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and Decatur. Listen for the quality plays brought to you by the Quality Bank.
Looking to fall in love with your new home? This is Allie, Director of Marketing with Eagle Ridge of Decatur, your affordable, assisted lifestyle community. You can count on us to provide home-cooked meals, small group activities, and outdoor visitations with family and friends. We are still accepting move-ins at this time. There is no better time to call than right now. Stop by 875 West McKinley or call 872-1282. That's 872-1282. Managed by Garnet Management Solutions, we are an equal housing opportunity lender.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I found my thrill.
Oh, my God. Now, if you're of a certain age, you remember this song on the radio. If you're my age, you remember Richie Cunningham doing his thing on Happy Days.
That's how I know the song.
See? I don't feel that old. Debbie Vogel's in the studio. She remembers it.
Well, I'm almost the same age as you.
Almost. That almost matters. All right. We are good to go for tomorrow.
We are. We've had checks coming in and people donating online, so we're off to a great start. And things are coming together out at Kroger today with logistics, and I think we'll be ready to go.
And the good news is the rain's going to get out of here today and be dry for everyone tomorrow.
Yes, I'm so relieved.
Well, you have to worry about your hair. I don't have to worry about that.
You know, by the time you're there in the rain for 15 minutes, you don't care anymore.
No, but you know when that happens, everybody looks like Debbie Bogle.
That's true. My hair gets wet and I look like a wet poodle.
Yeah, but so. Everybody else's does the same thing. All right. Well, it is going to be a good day and a day that we need to break last year's goal. So we're going to need each and every one of you to participate. You know, $5 buys food.
Right. A dollar. I mean, the change in your pocket.
Buys 5 pounds.
Yes. All of it matters, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a large donation or a small donation. It's going to feed somebody, and that's bottom line. That's what we're trying to do here is feed our community.
It's the most, you know, you guys at the United Way deal with a lot of needs in the community, and some are very complex and entail lots of layers and all kinds of agencies. This is about as basic a level as you get.
Yes, this is an essential service. This is a basic need. This is one of the things that we need to make sure is happening in our community because we have to feed people. We have to make sure that they're not hungry, and that's what we're trying to do in working with the organizations in our community to make sure those things happen. And yes, there are so many other things happening, you know, to move people from crisis where they need food and housing to where they're stable.
Are complex and problems that are absolutely worthy of tackling, which is why people donate to the United Way and support all your efforts. What we're asked for tomorrow is way simpler than that. And the uptick in need over the last number of weeks, I've talked to a number of people in the agencies that we support, and with rent and landlords and thank you for all your work you've done in that area because the landlords aren't the bad guys, neither are the tenants, and people are trying to help with that. But now decisions are having to be made about paying bills or buying groceries. You know, we've seen this with the food box distribution days, but that number's ticking up sharply over the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Right, and we need to do whatever we can to make sure that we're meeting that need. And, you know, now is the time. I mean, there's, like you said, there's so much going on. Since you mentioned rent, I just want to mention that every Thursday from 9 to noon at the Decatur Public Library, we've set up it's called a MARC, a multi-agency resource center, so that all the agencies that are helping with rent, utilities, mortgage are in one place with assistance. So you can come in there and get an application. They'll help you fill it out. They're really trying to make sure that people have access to this so that they – you know, we can prevent some evictions and power being shut off, especially as we're going into winter. And So I just wanted to mention that because that's a really important piece to all of this.
And that's also why, you know, there's a lot of first-time users at the food banks, right? I mean, because if you can keep it from piling all up till it becomes out of control, you know, sometimes people just need help for a month, you know, or
right.
60 days. And I think people have a stereotype, you know, and I think I probably did before getting involved in this so deeply that a lot of the folks that come through there aren't lifers. They're not somebody who's doing – in fact, many of them don't even know how to help or are embarrassed to ask for help.
Exactly. I mean, during this pandemic, that's one thing that really rose to the top was that this is a new population of people that have had to try to access services. And most of them didn't even realize there were services that could help them. You know, it's for somebody else. That's the, you know, the image they have in their mind that it's for somebody else. They're not that, you know, kind of person. They don't need that. And, so we did a lot to try to, get that information out that yes, this is for you. And that's why working with the, Landlords Association, it was through them saying, hey, we've got help for you here instead of putting it on the renter to go find that help. And so it worked out really well. And, so it wasn't as difficult to do. And so that's what we've been trying to do all along is make sure that people know these services are out there. It's okay to use them. And that's what they're there for. It is so much easier to help you right now where you're at than let you fall into poverty, to let you lose your apartment, to let you go into poverty.
And then we're opening up a whole other set of circumstances.
Exactly.
All right. So Thursdays at the library, what time?
9 to noon.
9 to noon, every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Okay. And do people need to make an appointment?
No, you just walk in. It's in the Madden conference room right to the left when you walk in the door.
All right. I'm glad you're doing that. Thank you so much. Tomorrow we're ready to go. Volunteers are ready to go.
We are. We had a couple cancellations, filled a couple more spots, so we're good on volunteers. We're ready to go first thing in the morning. You can come. You can drop off a check. We'll have access to where you can pay with a credit card. You can call. You can go on our website. There's so many options to be able to give. Venmo, everything. So we've opened up so many more channels than we even had, you know, 5 years ago to be able to do this. So there's every opportunity to be able to participate.
All right, Debbie, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Thank you.
I look forward to the Debbie crying on the stage moment that happens every food drive.
When is it? What part of the program does that happen?
Oh, it varies. It varies. It's a story. It's a, you know, there's just always, you know, circumstance, you know, that's not scripted, you know, something that just happens during the day that moves her heart, and then she comes up to share it with me and blubbering. And it's always, you know, it's one of those moments.
It's hard not to get moved by stuff like that, though.
You get the feels, you know, and it's every year. There's just some sort of thing or multiple things that happen that are just kind of magical things. We'll share some of those with you as we look back on 20 years tomorrow. I know we've got some of the original castmates. They're going to be joining us. I think Kayla is going to be, you know, Amber, like some of the folks who have been there for the ride along the way. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, but we need you to give. Fun is fun, but the serious part of me is like, yes, we have a lot of money to raise starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow. And we'll have some matching dollars to start the day with.
Which is always awesome.
Yeah, when your 50 bucks turns into 100 bucks, you bet.
That's when I hop in, Debbie, is on the
match.
Oh,
Nick's all day long. Yes. In fact, I just tell Nick there's a match sometimes when there's not.
He's like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
I've got some surprises, too. So some things that came in that I haven't told anybody about. So some really nice donations. So
good.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We get back here after the break. I just want to wrap things up with a couple more thank yous. It's been an interesting week, you know, across the spectrum of every kind of emotion, and not even close to being done. But there are folks out there that are just as solid as you know they are, but like when you're in a time of need and you reach out and you text somebody and they're just like, whatever it takes. I want to thank a few of those folks when we get back. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms with some early fog, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 76. Tonight, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms up until around 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 59. For Friday, on food drive day, it's going to be mostly cloudy to start, but then gradually sunny as the day goes on, high of 78. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 84. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:54. This look at your weather brought to you by Woods Basement Systems, serving Central Illinois for all things basementy.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconKindGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconKindGives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Running a local business is tough. We get it, because Hickory Point Bank is a local business, too. As one of Central Illinois' leading locally owned banks, we've been serving Decatur businesses and families for years. Most importantly, we know and understand the issues you face every day, because we face them, too. Join us and see the local difference. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Great music today. My dad would have loved every bit of that.
Well, that makes me happy. I took a ribbing for music selections the last few days. So.
Oh, see?
See, so the
it's
show
not
was
so
the same.
Bad. It's not so bad now that you've dated around a little bit here, right?
Right. It's like, hey, nobody likes my music, and it's not even my music.
A big shout out to Kevin Brahaney for stepping up the last 3 days, like on really short notice, and coming in and keeping the show going. And to you as well for your kind words and thoughts, and just knowing that I didn't have to worry about that made a difference. I sent a text to Todd Mason at the beach house the other day, and it, you know, had to do a bunch of food stuff at the last minute for people, and it was just whatever went in was the answer. It's been like that for days, and there's just so many solid people that step up in your life, and you know you have friends, and you know you have people that you care about, and I mean that's just a, you know, you don't even think about it from day to day, but it's been an overwhelming number of people who have stepped up over the last few days, not just for me, but for my mom, my brother, my sister, my dad's family. And I can't ever be able to thank you enough. It's been pretty remarkable. And to all of the doctors, I know Dr. Wade and Dr. Collins and there are others, Dr. Garcia at the emergency room, and to the nurses and the staff and the people who at DMH on Sunday night, I said this at the start of the show. I thank you. The amazing grace that you show to people, and I'm sure this is just a day in, day out thing for you. But this isn't a day in, day out thing for us. And it was amazing. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We will be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. at Kroger. It's the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive. 20 years, Nick.
Congratulations.
Well, not yet. Do that at 6 p.m. tomorrow.
You'll get a bigger, you'll get more than just congratulations. Okay. Okay.
There's plenty of ways you can give right now. Just go to nauticator.com. And if you missed any of the show today, the podcasts are driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get them anywhere you get your podcast, including Amazon and Audible. Brand new to those platforms. We'll see you tomorrow, Kroger. Have a great day. Stay dry. Thank you for listening.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Decatur Park District has announced...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.